So,
I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories. It is hosted by one Alex Kuhn. We do it every week.
Two categories of the sports variety regarding things in the bloodstream this week, and one from the pop culture variety, hopefully based on something that might have came up on the show as we reward you, the listener. Alex, the once disgraced host of categories, has been cleared by the committee to resume his title.
Thank you once again to the committee. But guys, with Shohei Ohtani reaching 1,000 career hits, I have in front of me the top 25 career hit leaders among active players. Active players, hit career hit leaders, top 25. Matt Spiegel, we will start with you.
The MLB hit leaders among active players. I'll say Freddie Freeman.
Number one with 2,385 hits. Tanny.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper is number nine. 1,756. Lawrence.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts is number 12. That is correct.
These are the active career hit leaders that I should be thinking of. How about Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge is correct. Tanny.
How about Jose Altuve?
Jose Altuve, number two.
Very nice.
2,352 hits.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout is correct. Number 10, 1,722 hits.
How about Andrew McCutchen?
Andrew McCutchen is number 3, 2,242 hits.
How about, we just mentioned him earlier, Carlos Santana?
Carlos Santana is correct. Number 7, 1,873 career hits.
Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber, not enough hits. Is incorrect.
Damn.
Not in the top 25.
Ba-da-da-ba-ba-da. How about his teammate Nicholas Castellanos?
Number 11, 1,719
good
hits.
Pull.
Standing.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Oh, when that ball comes down.
How about Carlos Correa?
Carlos Correa. Do we have Carlos Correa on this list? We do not.
Carlos Correa. Way to go, Spiegs.
Good job, everybody. I'll give you one more. Jose Ramirez on the
list. Jose Ramirez.
What about Giancarlo Stanton? Was he on there?
Giancarlo Stanton is on the list. So you mentioned Altuve. Paul Goldschmidt, number 4. Manny Machado, 5. Nolan Arenado. Bryce Harper, number 9. Christian Yelich, 13. Salvador Perez, 14.
Wow.
Jose Ramirez, 15. At 16 is Starling Marte. Justin Turner,
Marte,
number 17.
Parte.
Francisco Lindor, Marcus Semien, Marcelo Zuna. You mentioned Stanton. Trey Turner, George Springer, Eugenio Suarez, and JT Realmuto.
Woo! JT the brick.
Round out the top 25.
Good category. All right, I got one. Go ahead.
All right. The preseason college football coaches poll has been revealed. The top 25, very self-explanatory. Name the teams in the top 25 of the first preseason college football coaches poll. And we'll start with Tanny.
Go Irish. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, number 5. Correct.
Roll Damn Tide, Alabama.
Alabama, number 8.
Texas.
Number 1.
Ooh, my turn?
Yeah, another college football team.
Ooh, that's going to be tough for me. Who's Notre Dame play? Ohio State?
Wow, that was a tough one. Number 2.
Good pull.
Georgia.
Number 4.
How about Michigan?
Michigan is number 14.
Mm-mm. Danny.
Oh, it's me already. Ooh, this one goes fast. did we say ILL?
Illinois? We have not said ILL. Number 12.
Coach Bielma on the station today.
Brett Bielma.
Not today, this week.
Number 12.
Mr. David.
Number
12. He gave Mr. David an ILL. He did not respond.
Oh, but that is a whiff. That is a whiff. Well, I guess it's, he knows he's an Indiana guy.
So we're all with Lawrence, right?
Yes. Texas.
Already been named.
Oh, sorry. South Carolina.
Number 13.
Really? South Carolina?
Lenora Sellers.
How about Florida State?
Florida State is not in the top 25 of the preseason college football coaches poll.
I've been
after a 2-win season.
Yeah. That was unnecessary.
Would have been a good guess 30 years ago. But
they may have bounced back here.
Would have been a good guess 2 years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Last year they were in the top five, right?
Top five preseason. 2 wins, yeah. Bobby Bowden's not there anymore?
Okay. Let's see. Notre Dame does play Miami. Is Miami on there? They open
sure
up against
are.
Them, yeah.
Number 10.
Mizzou.
Mizzou is not in the top 25. They have fallen out after a rough end to the season.
Teddy, one more.
Did we say Penn State?
No,
we didn't.
Should have.
Number 3.
Look at that.
Yeah.
College football savant Chris Tannehill.
That's what happens when you don't care about your pro team for a calendar year.
Number 6, Dabo Sweeney's Clemson Tigers.
That's okay.
Then the Oregon Ducks at 7.
You don't need to run through the whole
thing. Waving you off.
I'm waving you off.
LSU, Arizona State, Ole Miss.
He's going right through your stop
SMU,
sign.
SMU, Florida, Tennessee, Indiana, Kansas State.
What am I, Joe McEwing over
Texas
here?
Texas A&M, Iowa State, BYU, Texas Tech, and Boise State.
I have a little respect. Right.
If you don't stop naming college football teams.
What are you, Quentin Berry?
Oh, boy.
All right, so I've got to find a pop culture one.
You should start looking.
We'll see. We'll see about this. But I watched a sequel in Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay.
And Speaks, you took your son to see a sequel in The Naked Gun, correct?
It's
sort of.
It's kind of a reboot.
Reboot.
Yeah, I
sequel.
Wouldn't call it a sequel, but
well,
I'll let you go.
You'll allow
going.
It? Thank you. I have the all-time box office leaders as far as gross profit of sequels, the top 40 all time.
Okay.
And the hint that I will give you is all of these movies have been since 1999.
Oh
my God.
That's a big one off my list.
Yeah, I know. Godfather 2 off the board. So,
actually, 2 off my list.
Fast and Furious.
Oh, there goes 3 off my list.
The Fast and Furious is not on the list.
That would have been my first
guess.
That's not possible.
That's not possible.
I'm going to get banned again. All right.
Oh, no.
Speaks.
How about Iron Man 2?
Iron Man 2 is... It's on this.
Okay.
That is not correct. Iron Man 2 is also not on
more.
The list.
He has more iron.
Somehow more iron.
He took his iron tablets.
Steamer Man. He switched to his steamer.
All right, is this me then?
Yeah, yeah.
The Avengers 2?
You could win the category right here.
The Avengers 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Is correct. Number 6.
Yeah!
Teddy!
All right, what else is on the list?
Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Avengers Endgame. Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yep.
Top Gun Maverick.
Ah.
Avatar The Way of the Water. Another Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, no.
Inside Out 2. Jurassic World.
Oh, that's nice.
Deadpool and Wolverine. Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi. Incredibles 2. The Dark Knight. Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker,
The Green Lantern,
Star Wars Episode 1,
they did
The Phantom Menace.
To that movie.
Who came up with a super dog?
Finding Dory, Frozen 2, Moana 2, Avengers: Age of Ultron, Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, The Dark Knight Rises, Shrek 2, and Toy Story 4.
And look who's talking to T.O.O.
There it
get
is.
It means also.
So who won, Alex?
Tanny,
the
did.
Listener.
As
and me, but more importantly, me.
And Tanny, yeah.
Tanny does tremendous job with everything he touches.
Tanny, I thought it was always most important that the listener was
except
the winner.
Except when I win.
I agree with that statement.
Boy, I tell you what, the committee's going to meet again to talk about Alex's hosting.
The Oval Office is not going to save you this time from your lifetime ban.
There was a very sizable donation to
Got to start saving up. Wait, oh, did I say that?
Remove Alex from the band list. But you are eligible for the Hall of Fame this year. So congratulations on that.